What I don't remember is exactly when Stein came to town as the director of skiing at Park City. I think that might have been the 71-72 winter. And then he hired this woman who knew him, because they're both Norwegians, to come, and her job, her name was Leif Simonsen. There's a postcard that you can still buy in town with a picture of her skiing in a pasture. And Leif's job was to teach cross-country skiing if there was business. And if there wasn't business, she could also teach alpine skiing, because she could do both. And what she did with full-timers at one point, she said, hey, how about if we go on a tour on your day off, which was Sunday for us? And we all said, sure. We had no idea what that meant. And we skied up Thames Canyon, a bunch of very good skiers, and we're looking at each other and going, there's nothing to this. You know, it's just like, okay, walk up the hill. And then it was time to go down. And it was absolutely hilarious. We flailed like you can't believe. Leif just skied down parallel just fine. And we were flailing to various degrees, but we had no idea what no heel binding and a tennis shoe boot meant. In my case, I remember actually grabbing aspen trees coming down from Scott's Pass to stop myself. And I was black and blue the next morning. But I had never been so tired, so wet, so cold, and laughing so hard that my stomach muscles ached the next morning, because it was truly a new challenge. A bunch of us got an examiner down from the Northwest, because there was nothing in the Intermountain region. And we took an exam. We all passed with varying degrees of success. And then when Stein took over the ski school and said what he expected the instructors to do, he wanted us to wear our uniform in restaurants and go around and drum up business, which was not my idea of professionalism. You know, I get it. He wanted to market the brand, right? Myself and a couple of other guys basically said, maybe we should try Nordic. And then there were a couple of years where we taught Nordic skiing for the Park City Ski School. And then both Park West and Park City at the same time decided there wasn't enough Nordic business to make sense. And so myself and Bob Castle from Park City and Jim Miller and Steve Erickson from Park West met in the rental condo that I had, which is in snow country. And we decided, well, what the heck, you know, let's see if we can turn this into a business. Steve Erickson was definitely the driving force on this. He said, you know, I think we can do this. And so we started White Pine, and the first year our shop was Lewis Brothers Stage Thing, which might have been a 12 by 14 shack. And there was enough room in there for some rental equipment, a pad of paper, which was our cash register the first year, and three chairs, and a 25-pound bag of peanuts, which was sort of our staples for the day. And we skied in the track on the golf course every morning with three people. One person would ski in the track. Two people on either side would ski in the pole track. And we called it good. And maybe the next year or the year after that, we got this old beat-up snowmobile, which Steve and I had to go and work on every morning so we could get it started. It was worse than skiing in the track, frankly. You know, over time, the business grew. We moved our shop into the Golf Course Pro Shop, where the Park City Hotel now is. And, yeah, the rest is history.
Park City Stories is supported by Sea to Ski Properties, Park City Ski Boot, and Alan Schoenberger's Ski Studio, Park City.